looks backward view. They do not see America as the most free, just, and exceptional nation on earth. Instead, they see a wicked nation that must be punished for its sins. Our opponents say that redemption for you can only come from giving power to them. This is a tired anthem spoken by every repressive movement throughout history. But in this country, we don't look to career politicians for salvation. In America, we don't turn to government to restore our souls. We put our faith in Almighty God.
I'm Dr. Robert Mather, and I am the conservative social psychologist, and this is my podcast. We finished up the Republican National Convention last night. We saw a lot of speakers. Ben Carson from the Department of the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He had a discussion after somewhat of a, maybe a commercial, I guess you could call it, but there were a number of different interviewees from urban housing talking of different minorities, a diverse group, talking about all the great things that Donald Trump has done for them. They were basically the HOA presidents of their urban development sections. There's Tom Cotton, Arkansas senator, made the case that Joe Biden is not fit to be president. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader from California, gave a talk early on. Jeff Van Drew, the New Jersey congressman who changed from Democrat to Republican, made a very good discussion of why he left the Democratic Party, or in his words, the Democratic Party kind of left him, similar to what Reagan had said years before. But Van Drew discussed how he wanted to, how he did not believe that the president was guilty and did not want to vote to impeach him. And he was told by the leadership that he would never be able to run again as a Democrat, and so he left the Democratic Party. Franklin Graham opened up everything with a prayer. Ivanka Trump, the president's daughter, introduced the president when it was time. But before she talked, Rudy Giuliani gave a talk, former mayor of New York City. And there were three different speakers that were very important that were not big-name speakers. Debbie Flood was the president of Merlin Corporation, and she talked about how the president's handling of coronavirus and different other economic issues helped save her company. Carl and Marsha Miller talked about their daughter Kayla, who was killed by ISIS, and they discussed the failings of the Obama administration to get her out in time, and said that President Trump would have saved her. And then also Alice Marie Johnson, who had been freed by the president and is now a criminal justice reform advocate, told her story. The president came out late in the evening. He spoke for over 70 minutes. And he gave a very it was relatively optimistic, but it was a very forceful speech. He dwelled mostly on the two moral foundations that appeal to both Republicans and Democrats. He framed everything in a way where his accomplishments were the center of those foundations, those key foundations, and that Joe Biden's lack of accomplishment in his 47 years in office were the contrast of that. And so he did a very good job of framing himself as positive and President Trump's accomplishments is positive and Joe Biden's is negative. It'll be interesting to see if independents or moderates or liberals were paying any attention to that or whether that will have any impact on the election. Anyway, it's been a long week. I've written two articles and I've done three podcasts. So I'm exhausted. I appreciate getting these to you in a timely manner, and I look forward to doing the next one. You can catch my work on theconservativesocialpsychologist.com, and also I have an article that came out late last night after the convention at Psychology Today, where I break down the moral foundations of the president's speech. So check that one out if you can, possibly before the editors take it down. They tend to dislike me writing about President Trump, and usually an associate editor jumps in and flags it and likes to block it for a day or two so that people don't read it. So it's up now. We'll see if it's up later. It's gotten a lot of views already, so go check it out. Thank you.